Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5. We're up to letter 1,348.
Oh, yeah.
Baruch Hashem. This is dated on the 17th day of Tammuz in Tavshin Yud Beis. And the Rebbe is addressing it to with the titles, Rav Chosid, etc. Shner Zalman, Sheyichya, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says, based on the information I received from Rabbi Yaman Garadetsky with the titles, you already received permission to travel to Morocco. And I'm kind of upset that it's being delayed, that every day it's possible to accomplish their tremendous things. I mean, why is this delaying? You're not moving to Morocco. You were supposed to, I guess, move to Morocco. So he says, Rebbe brings down, we know that God created a certain number of days for every person that you live. And every day you're supposed to utilize to bring Hashem into every weather. So he says, the word says to you, loy, with a vav, loy echot behem. What it means is that every single day you must work. And every day that goes by and you don't utilize it properly, it's a loss that you can never bring back. Because every time and time from the following days, the times that you get and the days that follow, that has its own. It has its own loy. It has its own, his, what belongs to that day. So there is no empty space in the next day to bring in something of the previous days. That's as far as your own consideration is of yourself, of having, making sure that you don't waste your time. But what about, the Rebbe says, the other contemplation is about the other person. So the Rebbe says, the boys and the girls, the Jewish boys and girls in Morocco, they are able to receive a good influence spiritually during these days. So they are not at fault, and they are not supposed to suffer at all from all kinds of politics in your individual matters of the person that has the ability to influence them. Or they were able to influence others through him. The Rebbe says, I'm not coming here just to give you a good speech, a sermon, but I want an actuality. Known the saying of the Zohar, that doing is the greatest thing, is to bring it down, practical in doing, not to just talk about it.
The fourth,
the number four, the Rebbe brings down here, when you write about, the person was writing that he feels very lonely in Morocco. He's very lonely. I mean, so here you can see the Rebbe was encouraging his shluchim. We're going back in 1951 over here, or 1952. The Rebbe is pushing people. Today people are fighting to go on shluchas. But then the Rebbe started out. The Rebbe to encourage and push and make everybody. So the Rebbe says, "Well, you're right that your field
want to go on shluchas
today. They run. There's no places to go to.
You mean to be a rabbi?
You have to be a shliach somewhere. Right?
Why? I mean, there's no money in it. Just
no, but it's the wanting to do the Rebbe's wishes. Not kavod. I'll tell you about kavod in a minute. Okay, but let's just say where the Rebbe finishes over here. Tell you about the kavod in a minute. About this, but as far as you write about being lonely in Morocco, the Rebbe says, first of all, there's a large settlement of Jews, Ken Yirbu, and Hashem himself is also there. B'chveidu ba'atzme. The Rebbe says, I'm also very hopeful that it's not the too distant future. There will be more families of Chabad over there. And you're also very possible and likely that you will find also work for your wife. May she live. But I self-understood, yeah, maybe not for a full day, but there'll be something to do. But when you will already be there, I'm hopeful that you will find ways that she too will be able to help you in your work over there. And as you have written to me that when you were in Marseille, that's in France, she helped him out. You told me that she helped you in his work. The Rebbe says, I hope to be notified good news from your health and good health of your wife, physically, and also good news in the old, the above, with blessings that the Rebbe wrote him. Sishner Zalman Tabel. Now, again, you see here the Rebbe's encouragement and the Rebbe's pushing the people to go ahead and do that, and how the wife will also be part of it. It was actually an article written by somebody I just wrote. It was just the Shluchos convention in New York, and there was thousands of women.
I saw you in the picture. You were that big.
Yeah. So he says that this woman, she's an Orthodox, modern Orthodox writer, and she says that, you know, Chabad has it right, that the place of the woman of the shlucha in Chabad is equal, and the responsibility to the husband, in addition to all the other obligations of running the house and raising the children and, you know, doing other things, is but the satisfaction, the fulfillment, being at that shluchos convention, that she was there, she saw how the Rebbe brought everybody into the work so
Do
that
the
they can actually.
That shluchos convention?
That's just for the wives, just for the women. It was just for the women.
No, you went to one yourself.
That's for the men.
And then you went to Sarah went to one. Wives of the husbands who.
They don't call them wives of the husbands. They call us husbands of the wives. I mean, that doesn't, you know.
Right.
But the point here is.
They have equal role.
They have equal roles and they have equal satisfaction.
Well,
nobody,
your
feels,
wife does.
Nobody feels. Nobody feels. Well, I'm secondary to what she does.
Well, no, but like all the events and the planning
sure.
And the cooking and that's.